For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 charges at his bank and tax fraud trial. President Trump in Charleston, West Virginia, says he has no connection to Manafort's legal problems.
This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 charges as part of an agreement. He has agreed to a prison term, although the judge is not bound by it. He could spend 4.5 to 5 years in prison. The judge will sentence him later at a future date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A man from Mexico who has been living in the U.S. illegally has confessed to kidnapping college student Molly Tibbetts while she was running in her small Iowa hometown. He confessed he killed her and dumped her body in a cornfield.
A complaint and affidavit names Christian Bahina Rivera, age 24, who resides in rural Poweshiek County, and he has been charged with murder in the first degree.
Rivera led investigators to a body believed to be Tibbetts in a cornfield about 12 miles southeast of Brooklyn, Iowa, where Tibbetts was last seen running. An Indonesian court sentenced a woman who complained about a noisy mosque to 18 months in prison for blasphemy. Prosecutors said the 44-year-old defendant violated the criminal code by committing blasphemy against Islam, the dominant faith in Indonesia. In recent years, blasphemy cases have been filed against those accused of offending Islam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck off the coast of Venezuela, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake center was located near the town of Guayra, and tremors were felt as far as the capital of Caracas. It struck about 5:30 p.m. local time. No tsunami advisories were immediately reported. Venezuela's interior minister wrote a tweet encouraging the people of Venezuela to remain calm, adding, "There hasn't been reports of any victims." In Caracas, an abandoned financial center known as the Tower of David was damaged, causing the top 5 floors to slant on a 25-degree incline. Enemies of a Confederate statue decide to take things into their own hands, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A statue of a Confederate soldier known as Silent Sam has stood on the campus at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, since 1913. Late Monday, a group of around 250 protesters marched to the site of that statue and called for its immediate removal. Then the crowd started cheering as some people produced a rope and began to try to pull it down, which they did end up doing. The university saying in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous and they're investigating the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.